Welcome to the NewsRamp Book and Publishing Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday morning, June 4th, 2025, and we have a lineup of book and publishing headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. The future of dessert is now. The Fantastic Cookbook of Futuristic Desserts is not just another cookbook, it's a movement. Linda Dutzen, a fine pastry-trained chef, created a collection of recipes using real, organic, and nutrient-powered ingredients. Teaming up with multimedia artist Joseph Assey, they brought the book to life with cyberpunk-inspired visuals. The cookbook includes 50 hacks and facts, a study on modern eating, and over 100 next-gen dessert recipes like chocolate chunk blondies using white beans and golden beets. With options for gluten-free, vegan, and vegetarian diets, these desserts are designed to win over even the pickiest eaters. Available in hardcover and paperback, this cookbook is a mixtape of culture, rebellion, and delicious treats. Welcome to the future of dessert. This is Bon Society. Class Warfare Manifesto disrupts gold digging industry. The wealthy are fighting back. The Bloodline Alliance has announced the release of Grave Robbers and Gold Diggers, the definitive defense and deterrent manual for the affluent, a class warfare manifesto exposing the inner workings of the multi-billion-dollar gold digging economy. The book, set to launch on July 1st, has sparked controversy within the marital economic extraction industry, with critics calling it a threat to our way of life. TBA Press Secretary Maximilian Locke stated, "We will not be muzzled," emphasizing the importance of protecting the affluent from economic predators. The book provides insights on spotting red flags and proactive deterrents to safeguard wealth and legacies. Pre-orders are available from retailers like Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, and Kobo.
Good reads for Pride Month. Two number one true paranormal books and paranormal drag queen. Celebrate Pride with two number one true paranormal bestsellers featuring a drag queen and a gay man spirit. Medium and author Rob Gutro collaborated with paranormal investigator and drag queen Monique Toussoun on Haunting Emery Estate, detailing a chilling five-hour investigation with three ghosts. Gutro's book, Kindred Spirits, explores his husband's late partner's presence in their relationship for over 20 years. Toussoun, known as New England's paranormal drag queen, added a unique perspective to the investigation, bringing a heightened energy to the location. Their upcoming book, Haunting of Hunt Memorial Library, continues their exploration into the identities and stories of lingering spirits. Gutro's work has been praised for its insights into the afterlife, while Toussoun's captivating presence in both drag and paranormal realms has garnered widespread acclaim. Baja Before the Baja 1000, Earl Vincent de Burge's A Finger of Land on an Old Man's Hand details a life-changing adventure in Baja in the 1960s. Earl Vincent de Burge's A Finger of Land on an Old Man's Hand details a life-changing adventure in Baja in the 1960s. Before the Baja 1000 race, Baja was a paradise of profound silence, dense with plants and animals. De Burge's coming-of-age story explores growth, identity, and self-discovery through a transformative journey in the Baja wilderness. Readers are immersed in encounters with wild animals, frontier families, and dramatic incidents of danger. The book offers a treasure trove of previously unreleased photographs of the area and has been praised as a beautifully written tale of bravery and daring. De Burge's other works include charming stories for young readers and collections of poems touching on nature, love, and life experiences. Learn more about Earl Vincent de Burge and his works at earldeburge.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Book and Publishing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.